Talking today with Mike Schulte from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Mike, we've just wrapped up our wheat tour report. We had our combination of extension folks and private industry folks looking at various areas of the state. They come up with these numbers that they report back here at the Oklahoma Grain and Feed Association. Numbers are in. Pretty good crop. Much better, obviously, than what we saw just a year ago.
Yes, the numbers that were reported this year at the meeting compared to the last several years, much more positive outlook as far as what's out there in the field today compared to those previous years. No doubt, we still have a month before harvest, so, you know, in Oklahoma, a lot of things can still happen. I still like to be optimistic, though, based on what we currently are seeing, and so we are hoping that things this year, as far as the bushel amounts that come in, are going to be much greater than what we've had in the previous years, the last 5 or 6 years.
The number 130 million bushels in round numbers, that was the prediction from the analyst that reported in today. It's hard to even think back exactly last time we had 130 million bushels in the state.
Yes, probably we were close to that in 2013, but no doubt last year, 2015, you know, we came in at 108 million is what the prediction was from this meeting, and then we got heavy rains from that point forward right up into harvest, and it was really a struggle for producers to get that crop out of the field, and so it created a lot of problems with us, and we came down to like 92.5 million is what the prediction was from USDA, and I think we were right on line with those estimates last year. And then, of course, you go back to 2014, and that's the worst wheat crop we had had in 50 years. Certainly not a good year for wheat production in Oklahoma. So as we get the numbers today from the districts that have been reported, 10 different districts in the state, from area agronomists, extension specialists that come up with that number, we're hopeful that we're right on target with a more successful harvest than what we currently have had in the past.
Traditionally, some of our biggest producing counties are in that eastern part of the north central part of the state. It seems like the report today showed that there maybe are more problems that kind of congregated there than almost anywhere else in Oklahoma.
I think certainly we had some freeze damage issues in that region. I think that there was stripe rust, leaf rust issues. There were aphid issues. Producers did put foliar fungicides down early. They had to make those decisions at a time when, you know, they weren't for sure exactly how much freeze damage we had had. And then, of course, we did have some drought stress in the crop, you know, right up until a month ago before we started receiving moisture. You look at the state a month ago, and I thought that we were going to be in a situation much like we were in 2014, and luckily we got rain at that time when it was needed. I think we have lost yield in the state because it was so dry, but it's amazing what that moisture has done for us, and now the weather has turned off cooler, and so it's been perfect grain fill weather. I think that we are seeing some retillering of the crop where we thought maybe there was going to be losses. I think it was questionable as to whether that crop was going to make, but I think based on the temperatures that we've had the last week and a half, I think that there is going to be some of those tillers make. And I think as we move forward, if we continue maybe to get just a couple more rains with the right temperatures before we bring this crop in, that 130 million bushel number certainly is possible.
I guess the one thing that is going on right now that wheat producers can participate in, we've got a whole host of wheat field days. We've had several already, a bunch more this over the next couple of weeks as well. What's a producer? What can a producer see as they attend one of these?
We have several field days that are going on throughout the state in Oklahoma. We challenge people to go to the Oklahoma Wheat Commission website at okwheat.org. They can click on our calendar. Also, there is a link for the research field days on the main page that show the different locations and times that these field dates are taking place. Basically, at these location plots, it has lineups of the varieties that are planted in the state, all the OSU varieties that have been released over the past 10 years, as well as varieties from private companies that have been released that are geared for this area of the state. And the data and analysis is collected on that information after it is harvested, and it is put into a report made available by Oklahoma State University. It is on their website. It is on the Oklahoma Wheat Commission website from last year. So producers can go and see what these varieties actually look like in the field for their region. They can look at those reports reports and hopefully get a better idea of those crops that are out there or those varieties that are out there that will make them be more successful in their operation.
So literally they can go now, take a look at those varieties. Maybe they've already done that and some of the field days already have gone on. They can kind of get in their mind what those varieties look like ahead of harvest. Then they'll be able to look at the harvest data later.
Yeah, they'll look at the harvest data later. Also, they can look at the harvest data from last year while looking at the varieties in the field currently today, and they can make observations based on what the crop was last year and what the crop looks like today, and maybe also see some of the opportunities that exist out there with those varieties in those research plots.
Okay, great.